Cooper's All Hit Music Fix, 95 Crave, and the Angels Sang. Mac Addicts, counting down the days. It's like Christmas on Friday. The iPhone will be released. This was the song that they used to announce the MacBook Air. I wonder what kind of commercials for the new iPhone we'll get. Well, when I was on with Nat and Drew this morning, I was raining doom and gloom about how it was going to be very expensive and how I wasn't going to get one and how it was all just like, grrr. There was gnashing of teeth. But all of a sudden, something changed. So I got the smartest person I know when it comes to the iPhone, John Beeler, on the phone. John, what changed? What happened?
What changed? Basically, overnight, Rogers decided that $30 would give you 6 gigabytes of data instead of 300 megabytes of data. And basically, what that means is essentially we now have unlimited data for the iPhone.
To explain to everybody, basically what happened is that when the rumbling started last week, they said, oh, okay, you can add 300 megs to your existing plan for $30. And now all of a sudden, a week later, they up it 20 times.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
Well, and that's what the big surprise was. It was like Christmas today for people that were have been following this, because the fact that basically they went, they didn't just, you know, cave to pressure. They went above and beyond, in my opinion, and they gave people exactly what they were wanting, at least from a data perspective. The fact that you can still use any voice plan you want is great. And, you know, a week ago, everyone was complaining about the fact that you could only get the iPhone on very specific bundle, high-value package plans that they had, which had very lame amounts of minutes and very small amounts of data for a very large amount of money.
All right, so bottom line, what happens with this announcement that we've basically got unlimited, even though it's not unlimited? We've got close enough that we can that we can say that for $30. How much is it going to, what happens with the rest of it? An iPhone is not going to be $30 a month.
No, unfortunately, to get an iPhone, to qualify for an iPhone, if you're an existing customer or you want to be a new customer, you have to have at least a $30 a month voice plan, which is pretty much their bottom of, you know, the starting entry point plan. So you're looking at least $60 potentially as a new customer to get an iPhone per month, plus taxes and the system access fee, which is $6.95 per phone.
So are we all loving Rogers again?
Well, I think a lot of people are loving the data side of things. They finally made an offer. You know, there is some strings attached to the offer. The offer is only good until August 31st, but everyone seems to agree that as long as you want to get an iPhone, you'll be able to have access to that particular plan.
So where's the big party on Friday morning? They're not going to be sold at the Apple store, so we're just going to be scattered around the city?
Pretty much. If you go to the Rogers website and you click on find a location, you can actually filter out the locations that aren't going to be selling iPhones, and you can pick the one closest to you based on your geographic region. And I'm going to be at my my local mall, which has two or three cell phone providers. So I have a couple opportunities. If one is sold out or it doesn't have enough stock, I can jump to the other one.
Well, I still think I'm going to go to 7-Eleven and get a free Slurpee first, and then I'll see if anybody has anything bad to say about the iPhone before I jump. But at least we've got the data sorted out now. We just got to work on that three-year contract.
The three-year contract, that still is kind of a big thing because it's 2 years everywhere else in the world or less. So
John knows everything about iPhones, and I'll throw a link up to his blog so you can follow him if you're not quite convinced to jump on Friday. I'm sure he'll be writing all, you'll be writing all about it on Friday once you get it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and he'll tell all the bells and whistles and bugs and problems that he has with it. I'll throw the details up at 95crave.com. Thanks a lot for chatting with us, John.
Thanks a lot.
Nelly Furtado on 95 Crave.